I'm Bob Masago, welcoming you to this WNRN studio session. I'm joined by an audience of WNRN members to hear from the Australian group Sons of the East. Nick Johnston, Dan Wallace, and Jack Rollins make up the group, which has been together since 2011, and they have a new album called Sons, available now on Universal Music. Now, these guys are in the middle of a world tour, but they took the time out today to stop for their only show in the Commonwealth here with WNRN. So let's please welcome them. Again, congratulations on the new album. Thanks so much for being here with us. You guys have been together since 2011, so it's not like you're, you know, flash in a pan phenomena. How did you guys get started, and how did you first start working together?
We actually, it was post high school that we, Jack and I had written a few songs together, and then we knew Nick was really good at music, and so we were like, we need someone who's quite talented to come in. So we kind of got together and just started writing songs purely just for, you know, we all played guitar just for our own enjoyment. And then we wrote a few songs, and then somehow we booked a couple of gigs at our local pub, and kind of we just kept playing shows as much as we could. And now we're somehow still going.
Want to give us an example of where you're at now with your music?
Yeah, we just did 24 shows all around Europe, kind of in about 20 countries or so, and we toured Australia just before that. And now we've got about 20-something shows around Canada and the States. So we're about 5 shows into the North American tour now.
Excellent. How about a song?
Let's do it. We got a song for you guys from the new album. This one is called Wish I Knew.
One, two, three. Up and I've been down, still I find myself here. I feel my luck all turn around. I sit through my tears. The wind don't seem to blow my way. I keep living, it's alright. Everyone wants me to stay. Wish I knew, wish I knew, when a change gon' come. Oh, baby, won't you see me through? Yeah, I wish I knew. I've been low and I've been high, lost myself there. Oh, without love we gonna die. Don't I know a life ain't fair. Wish I knew, wish I knew, when a change don't come. Oh, oh baby, won't you see me through? Ah, yeah, I wish I knew. It all too. I'm waiting for my lover's call. You know I let the light on through. Yeah, I wish I knew, wish I knew. Oh, when a change gon' come. Oh, more baby, won't you see me through? Yeah, I wish I knew. Wish I knew. Wish I knew.
Sons of the East are in studio on WNRN. We're coming to you from the front porch in Charlottesville. It's great to have you guys here. That's a song from the new album, Sons, which is available now on Universal Music. You know, it's amazing to me you guys have been together so long. It's more than a decade. So you've had a really, you know, progression in your success as musicians. When you look back at it, were there like any like aha moments or things that really made you feel like you were making great progress towards the goals that you had?
I think maybe, I mean, one of the ones that I remember is actually that very first day that we got together as a band. We decided, it took us ages to actually get in the same room together, but we sat down in, you know, my parents' home, and we played music together for like 4 or 5 hours. And as Dan said, you know, the boys had a couple of songs that they'd already written, and we just kept working on these songs. And by the end of that day, I think we all went, we actually have something here that's not terrible. You know, we can sort of work on this and carve it out. So I remember Jack sending a message over to us later going, that was a fun jam, or should I say first band practice. And that was, you know, that was this first kind of line in the sand where we're like, well, you know, maybe we've got a band here. But then after that, it's been a pretty steady progression of, you know, small milestones and just continuing to play as much as we possibly could. So, yeah, it's funny. The milestones are certainly there, but as you progress, you keep looking forward. So, you know, sometimes it is important for us to actually stop and look back and go, oh yeah, here are some points where we, you know, we got to that we maybe never thought we would.
So I see you guys have shuffled instruments around. Looks like you might be ready to play another song.
Indeed, yeah.
Yeah, we got this one's called Time Will Tell. And it's kind of, the way we wrote this is kind of traditional, like that, how we kind of brought you in. Dan and I were in the studio by ourselves one day and we're kind of mucking around with the verse. Couldn't quite crack the chorus. And then as soon as Nick walked in the door, he's like, I like that. And literally gave us the chorus pretty much on the spot. So, yeah, all our hard work, he gets the glory. Thank you, Nick. But yeah, this one's called Time Will Tell.
Time will tell. I'm reeling underneath your spell. Now I'm going nowhere fast. I'm trying not to make it last. And honestly, I'm trying to get underneath. Love is gonna wrap me up. I'm sick of all the push and shove. And now I'm running out of the sky. And I got trouble on my mind. It should be easy, but that's alright. Could have gone another way. Maybe I could have one track. This slide out into a jeweled night. Gonna take a walk. I never thought you'd hear the talk. Tell me that you heard it wrong. Baby, I was too far gone. And now I'm running out of blue sky. And I got trouble on my mind. Should be easy, but that's all right. Could have gone another way. I could have one track, man. Yeah. Ooh. I could have one track, man. Yeah. Could have gone another way. I could have one track, man. Thank you.
Sons of the East are live in studio on WNRN. We're coming from Charlottesville's front porch. Thanks so much for that song. You know, 2022, you put out Palomar Parade, the album. That seems like that really sort of accelerated your career, at least for those of us that are not Australian. You know, that's when we really heard about the band. It must have really, you know, moved forward your touring. You had to go a lot more different places and or around the world. How did that impact trying to prepare the next album, Sons? Because you had to do that kind of in parallel with the tremendous success you were having with the previous album.
It was a, last year we did about 110 shows kind of all around the place. And we started touring in February and we didn't finish till later in the year. So it was very, very, very action packed. And we knew that we had to have an album delivered by the end of the year. So while we were on the road, we'd kind of just started recording little ideas. Like all our phones are just, our voice memos are just full of constant 20-second ideas. And so wherever we were doing a sound check or having a day off, we'd kind of start preparing the songs for the next record. And we basically got back to Sydney just before November, and straight into our studio and basically just locked ourselves in there for the next 2 months and just started putting all these hundreds of ideas we had and tried to put them together to create Sons. And thankfully we got there in the end. Got pretty tight towards the end, but we managed to get it all done. And we were very happy with it.
Do you tend to collaborate on all your songwriting, or does one person take the lead on that?
Yeah, I think majority of the time it's all three of us, because we kind of all have similar influences with our music, but little differences in taste in certain places. So someone will usually bring an idea in, and then we'll all build off that idea together. It's very rare a song will get through only written by one of us, but we all like to kind of put a bit of our own spice on it.
Fortunately, this is not something you've had to think about, given the way the band has gone, but what would you be doing if you weren't on the road making music?
That's a good question. We haven't been asked that question in a while. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we were all at uni when we started the band, so, I think we subsequently realized that our uni degrees that we were doing were probably most helpful for us being in a band, and I'm not entirely sure what skills otherwise that really gave us. So, I mean, yeah, I honestly couldn't say. Probably something creative still. I used to love filmmaking and, you know, and a whole bunch of different artistic things, but yeah, it's hard to say, especially after 10 years.
I know what I want to be. Travel, yeah. When the band's done, I want to be a travel food journalist like Anthony Bourdain. I love him. I love him. Rest in peace.
See, I was thinking with your build, you might have been an Australian rules football guy.
You got to be able to catch to do that. So,
how about you guys introduce yourselves before you play this next song?
Yeah, sure. My name's Nick.
My name's Jack.
And my name is Dan. And collectively, we are Sons of the East from Sydney, Australia.
We're going to do a cover now for you. This is one we actually haven't played in a while. Nick was listening to it on the drive over here today and was like, we should bring this back. Sounds good. Then I listened to it. I was like, it does sound good. So we're going to give it a crack. I might get a few lyrics wrong, but it's a Bob Dylan song. We love Bobby D, Robert Zimmerman. And it's our little ode to him. It's called You Ain't Going Nowhere. Yep. 1, 2.
Swift the rain falling, gonna see a movie called Conker Jane. Back up your money, pick up your tin bed, or you ain't going nowhere. Ooh, grab me high. Tomorrow's the day that my prize is gonna come. Ooh, we gonna fly down into the easy chair.
All right now.
Yeah.
Sons of the East are with us in studio on WNRN. We're coming to you live from the front porch in Charlottesville. I want to throw you a curveball. All right, I want to make a request. Is there any chance you guys could play Pour the Wine for us?
Oh, we could.
We can do it with guitars.
We could give it a shot. So I'll give you some background on this. We've been traveling with our bass player and drummer for the last, 50 odd shows. And when we play this song normally, I'm on keys, Jack's on slide guitar, which we don't have with us today. It's in our main gear van, and Dan is usually on the guitar. So we are going to mix it up entirely and just give it a go. Should I?
Two guitars?
Yeah, keys is in.
D, the key of D. So yeah, well, I mean, like, this is the great thing about, doing this kind of thing is, as I said to you guys before, you know, this really challenges us. And it's good to be challenged, so.
I could try a mandolin, but I'll probably bugger it up.
No, give it a go.
I hadn't played mandolin for about 2 years before just then.
All right. I think I know the scale. Let's try.
You don't need to play much.
I'm gonna capo this.
So this is another song from our recent album. And, it's currently number 3 in the set that we've been doing at our live shows.
Also, thank you, Bob, for really putting us on the spot here.
I should have told you could have said no.
We're not very good at saying no. We like playing music, so it's all right.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Get up most every day, no better than before. Trying to find another way to get on up off the floor. There's music in my head somehow, I can't work it out. And every song that I heard before, it keeps hanging around. Well, I went down to try to find some lightness in the dark. Miss somebody said you don't have to fight anymore. Pour the wine, baby, let's start again. Bells are ringing and we gonna find a way to win. Is it easier than you think?
The more you look, the less you know. At least that's what it seems. I've been staring at the moon. I'm thinking about what you said. I met somebody around my face. I ain't seen it yet. I went down to try to find some lightness in the dark. I met somebody said, you don't have to fight anymore, baby. I pour the wine, baby, let's start again. The crowd is singing, how we gonna find a way to win? You said easier than you think.
Thank you.
No question, you guys were up to the challenge. Sons of Wine with Pour the Wine. I'm not up to the challenge.
Sons of Wine.
We do like wine.
If you knew how much our parents drink, you'd be correct in that statement.
No question, you guys were up to the challenge. Sons of the East with Pour the Wine. We're in studio on WNRN coming from the front porch. I want to say a big thank you to the staff at the front porch, also to Jeff, Michael, and Sarah from WNRN for their support today. Thanks to the members in attendance, and thanks to everyone for listening. And a big special thanks for Jack, Dan, and Nick taking time off on their tour from Sons of the East to stop in with us here in Charlottesville. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masago.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.